All right, so I'm going to give you the...
There's a speed trap ahead.
Give you the truth. But you might not understand it at first, but it takes time. Some people will get it. So the bill comes due every 28 days, 30 days, every month. Why are the bills due every 30 days or 28 days? Because of Eve. Eve dropped us down into sin under the flesh, which is the law. The latter killeth. Eve dropped us down into sin. Adam went down with the ship. He wasn't in the deception. Eve was, but nevertheless she shall be saved through childbearing. The Eve, the mother of all living. So it's a cycle. And so the earth is in that 30-day cycle. Why? Birthing in the new man, birthing in the mind of Christ. Moving you from glory to glory, the Bible says. The Bible doesn't say, for the saved, it doesn't say sin to glory, it says glory to glory. Being changed from glory to glory, moment by moment. And so as you go through that transformation process, you're playing out that same thing everywhere you go. So you look around you and you see the green, which is reptilian, which is the base nature. That's why green grass. And you see, you're under the law, that's why you're under a blue sky. You also see, as you walk, you're crossing your legs, the cross walk. You're actually teleporting every time you take a step. You're spiritually teleporting to the natural. To the 3D, it doesn't look like teleporting, but it is, because it's all about moving you to the next level or next step. In the process, or the procession, so the word process means procession. I'm going down the highway, so you have to bear with me. So, procession is to follow after. So, you know you're following after, because all you do is look in front of you and you see the dashes. A dash, because I'm going down the highway. A dash, a dash, a dash. If I'm walking, I see a tree, another tree, another tree, another blade of grass, another blade of grass. So it's a fractal holographic reality. Over here to my left, I'm seeing Smithfield's Chicken and Barbecue, 153. So it's all about communion. And so as I'm going about my travels, travail means birthing. Travel means travail. Travail means birthing. As I'm going through my birthing process, travails, travel, feels like I'm moving. It seems like I'm going somewhere, right? The reality is you're going somewhere and you're not really moving. You're going somewhere in the spirit, but you're moving. But as you're moving down the highway or whatever wherever you're moving, the same stuff's passing. I see a Highway 40 red and blue sign. I see a dash, a dash, a dash, a dash, a tree, a tree, a tree, a fence, a fence, a fence, a fence, a tower, a tower, another tower. Available, avail, able. Able can avail. And so as I'm traveling, the same repeat pattern is hitting me, a bridge. I just went under a bridge. I'll go under another bridge. Pattern after pattern after pattern after pattern. Repeat after repeat after repeat. The dashes, the specks in the ground below me, the trees, everything's repeating. So what's a repeat? Re, seed, the seed of the word, eat. Now you might say, well, how can you be repeating the seed of the word? Because everything in front of you is a derivative from the word. Jesus spoke it all into existence. So I'm re-eating and drinking the word as I'm using my eye gate and my ear gate, which are my senses, bringing me back to my senses, right? So if you're at work, you gotta punch that clock, right? Punch or pierce the clock. There's the cycle again. You gotta punch the clock, you gotta pierce the clock, and then you do your 40 hours, 40 years in the wilderness, right? Punch the clock, 40 years. There's another bridge. Recycle, repeat, retrain, rehash, remember. You're a member, you're membering back in. Remind, remind the mind. Saw a truck and it said litter removal. Litter. So what is litter? Well, if you look at a cat and it has, they say the cat has a litter offspring. So the earth has, the earth produces products, right? The trees and the products of the earth. And so there's litter on the ground because it's the offspring of the earth. So it's called litter. It's like the cat has a litter. That's why it's called litter. It's right here in front of you. All the words reveal everything. All you have to do is think about it and compare it holographically. You say, well, what is litter? Well, a cat has litter. So it's the offspring from the cat. And so the litter on the ground is the offspring from the earth. Trash came from the earth and is going back to the earth. Plastic bags, oil. So you actually see, you got oil in the earth, they pull it out, turn it into a plastic bag, and then you see the litter on the earth. So the litter is supposed to be underground, not above ground. But that's the litter. It's the offspring. Offspring of the earth. So that tells you probably the earth is probably alive, because think about it. You got oil in your body. It's a different kind of life, but the earth has got oil, you've got oil, the earth has got water, you've got water. The earth, the creation groans for the sons of God to appear. I'm not saying it's a human life, but it's probably some kind of, God is a God of life, right? So everything God creates is alive. Animals are alive, trees are alive, plants are alive. It's a different kind of life. But it's alive. So I wouldn't be surprised if the earth wasn't alive, to be honest with you. Huh. And I'm not saying it's alive like us, but you know what I'm saying. The plants are alive. Look at the earth, the plants, the animals, the angels. You see a progression to where they're become, you see a progression of consciousness there. The plant probably doesn't really know you're there till you walk up on it. When you walk up on a plant, it probably knows you're there within 5 feet or so. Probably recognizes that you're there. Some way, electromagnetic wave or something. Or the vibration in the ground. It probably knows you're there. You got wild animals, you got tame animals. So you see a progression of consciousness when you look at the earth, the wild animals, the tame animals, the human, the unsaved human, the saved human, the angels, the creatures, the seraphim and all that stuff. The devil, he's like an AI program. Devil's an AI program, and he's always trying to find something. So the devil is the accuser of the brethren. So the unsaved is going to be the accuser of the brethren as well, because their daddy's the devil, the accuser of the brethren. So a legalist is a works-based devil. A legalist is a works-based devil. They're always trying to find something on you. If you ever talk to a Pentecostal, they're always trying to catch you in something, you know. They think they can keep themselves saved, you know. Something they're doing. So being aware of your surroundings is pretty much important, because you look at the sky, you're under blue letter law. You look at the dashes on the highway and the repeat patterns. You say, well, what's a pattern? It's the paw. Jesus holds it all together. By him all things consist. So the pattern. So you look at the highway and you see these patterns, these dashes. And the dash is dash is ash. Right? And so the flash is fast. And as you look down, you see a dash, dashing. You're moving really fast past these dashes. Dashing. Vehicle, and I'm looking around to my right, to my left. I see red versus blue. I see signs everywhere. S-I-G-N, the sign of the cross, is what sign means. So I'm seeing trees, which is tree, true, faithful, faith. Faith, sign of the cross, dashes, patterns, repeat, red versus blue, I-85, red versus blue, I-40, red versus blue. I keep seeing the same stuff over and over and over, so I go through the process again and again and again. The clouds are loud. The clouds are loud. See loud.
In half a mile, keep left at the fork to continue on I-85 north. Follow signs for I-85 Durham.
And so you see the horizon. You see the perspective. So the horizon.
Keep left at the fork to continue on I-85 north.
The horizon is the horizon rising up. The perspective is what? Let's break it down. Perspect. I-V-E. Intravenously, perspect. You're observing. You're making observations as you go about your day, as you go about your routine, as you go about life. you're making observations, so you can actually see. You can actually see spiritual truths if you observe. What I'm trying to tell you is you're in the Bible. So what do I see around me? This is happening all the time, no matter who you are, where you are. I'm seeing true, faithful faith. The trees are upright. I'm seeing repeat patterns. The wheels on this vehicle going around and around, which is a cycle. So it's a birthing. I'm under the blue letter sky. The flesh is being changed into the spirit. The flesh mind is being changed into the spirit mind. I'm seeing underpasses. I'm seeing overpasses. I'm seeing bridges. Jesus is the bridge, the gap, the bridge, bridging the gap. Jesus bridges the gap. I'm seeing merge lanes, merging in. I'm seeing life to my left and life to the, I'm seeing growth. God is a God of growth. If you take the growth, the G, row, TH, G is 7, it is finished. Row your boat. TH in the spirit, the ether of the spirit. So you're rowing, you're growing and you're rowing in the spirit, the ether of the spirit. Seeing some telephone poles. P-O is birthing. L-E is, or E-L is L. God is birthing. What else do I see? I see some cars and trucks and vans, which are vessels or ships. They're car ships floating on air. The rubber meets the road, but the only reason the rubber can function, the tear, which is your body, the only reason your clay tear body can function is because it's got air in the body, joint airs. I could go on and on. There's just so many. You see concrete all over the place. These bridges made out of concrete. C-O-N, Crete. Together, solid, I guess. Crete, what would Crete be? It sounds like eat, concrete. Eat is in there. You see the word eat and ate and A-T and pretty much most of your words. Or at least you hear the phonics of it. You hear the letter E in the whole alphabet. From A to Z, the letter E is the hidden hand behind the alphabet. Lights on the post. I'm not really moving. I'm looking out in the horizon. The clouds. That gives you the rain. You have to have water, right, to drink. So the cloud is loud, and it's the sea loud. Sea is agape. God's love is loud in the clouds. The leaves are for the healing of the land. There's medicine in the leaves and the plants. You know, you came from the ground, so the ground has your medicine. You know, somebody creates some medicine. It didn't come from outer space. It came from the earth. They just created medicine out of nothing. Wrong. It came from the earth. letters in front of you on these trucks and on these signs, letters. If somebody sends you a letter, somebody sends you a love letter or a letter or a correspondence or whatever, it's God sending you a letter via the letters. The letters are a message. The letters are words. Everything's a word.
In 2 miles, use the right 2 lanes to take exit 172 for North Carolina, 147 south toward Durham, Research Triangle Park.
So, long story short, I'm going to end this now. Every moment that I'm talking, moment by moment by moment, every moment that you're alive, the same truth is hitting your eye gate, your ear gate. It is a matter of whether you're able to see it or not, and how long it takes, and do you want to see it? It's the same truth everywhere at all times. So the universe is in tune with you if you're in tune with Christ. And so whatever you need, the universe is going to give you, because it's controlled by God. And even it's a feedback loop too. The universe is actually a feedback loop. So if you get offline, the universe will tell you that you're out of line. For real. If you get out of line, the universe is going to tell you you're out of line to get back in line, to get back on track. So not only is it birth.
In 1/2 mile, use the right 2 lanes to take exit 172 for North Carolina, 147 south toward Durham, Research Triangle Park.
So not only is the earth a reflecting pond and a birthing system and a washing machine, but it's also a feedback loop to keep you in line.
Use the right 2 lanes to take exit 172.
But if you're not aware of it, or you're rebelling against God, it's going to just keep cutting you and cutting you and cutting you. You can either flow with the universe, or you can let it just keep cutting you until it destroys.